from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The sky's the limit, right?
Just really excited to get everything going and get the season started.
It's training camp time.
Yeah, baby!
As the morning shift gives you all the action live from Flowery Branch.
Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson, and Bo Morgan.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app for our 2024 Falcons training camp coverage. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Move it that inspires. Miller Lite, Taste Like Miller Time Atlanta. Margaritaville. And by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. This is the morning shift. A celebratory morning shift, if you may. I am him, Squid Billy, and he is the All-American National Champion. Bro. Former Atlanta Falcon, Michael P. Johnson in the house. And Mike, we have a lot to discuss this morning.
Can somebody check my ears? Because I swear Bo just said, I am him. Am I making that up?
I am him. Who is Squid Billy?
That's what he said.
First of all, you're 41. You can't say I am him.
I can say whatever.
It absolutely does not apply.
I don't look 41, so I can say it.
I love you to death. I'm going to stop you right there in your tracks. Okay?
Don't you start this show with negativity.
No.
Don't you start this show with negativity.
Don't you start it by saying I am him.
I will turn this show around and we will restart it.
Please don't. Please don't. Oh, man.
Just say the word, Bo. I'll play that intro again. We'll do it again. We've done it before.
I was a part of a Nick Saban practice. He used to start it over all the time. I don't like it. I got scars from that kind of thing.
I've heard you restarted a workout or two before.
Yeah. Golly. That was not good either. Look, man, like I just said in the crossover, we just did that clock and end video, walking out around on the field. It is our last day out here in Flowery Branch. We have been the eyes and the ears, and we'll continue to be all day. We will get into practice. That was yesterday, because Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins, the offense absolutely hitting its stride and going off yesterday. Drake London just decided that it was going to be Drake London Day in the branch, man. But you and I are flanked today by Jersey Mike, and then other than that, absolutely nobody. Straight up Conor McGregor style. Absolutely nobody.
You know what I hear?
It's the Mike and Squid bare bone style morning shift, which is going to be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, that means there's more of me.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, you're him, so evidently.
Your point, Drake London was him yesterday, too.
Yeah, he was.
It's the funniest thing, and I know we got to get to the big
We don't have
news.
To do anything. It's just me and you. We don't have to do anything.
All right, let's just do this then. We filled in with Sandy yesterday, mm-hmm. and you took the first shift. I took the second shift, and so I got to watch the special teams portion of practice before I came in here. And I go, all right, well, I'm going to sneak out there and watch the last couple of, little series for the two-minute stuff they're probably doing or whatever. And I walk out there, and I end up getting like 45 minutes because they actually practiced longer than I thought. And, you know, Mike, I'm standing there, and Arch and I are talking, and he just looks at me and goes, Drake's going off today. And I just paused, and I said, yeah? He goes, oh, yeah. He's caught everything in like a three-mile radius of him. And apparently he was just on fire. Drake London, and he even – and Arch goes, look, give the quarterback some credit. They've put the ball there, but he has went and got everything.
Yeah, absolutely a lot of fun to watch. And you and I have been very high for obvious reasons on Kyle Pitts throughout training camp. Casey Washington, also a big connection yesterday with Michael Penix, which is a lot of fun to watch. But, I mean, it was the Drake London show in a lot of different ways. And really, honestly, it might have been just the quarterback show in a couple of different ways yesterday, depending on who you talk to. But Drake London, absolutely his best day of camp. It's not even in doubt. And when you stack that on top of our conversations yesterday about him going over under 1,000 yards with Zeno, as he said in yesterday, and the conversations about Kyle Pitts over under 4.5 touchdowns. I mentioned you yesterday. I don't think it's just over 4.5 touchdowns for him as far as Vegas goes. I think he runs 4 of them in across the goal line. I think this is not a jump ball or, you know, running under the goalpost and being able to go up and catch a ball. I think he absolutely, his yak explodes this year because that's what we've seen in training camp so far. I mean, he's done great in one-on-ones, don't get me wrong. He's breaking off Jesse Bates and DeMarco Helms before the injury, but Kyle Pitts being able to hit the ball, you know, catch the ball in stride, much like we saw at Secondary High School and some of the other days out here, that's been the most fun thing to watch in camp for me. And we caught up with him, obviously, Monday and heard all the same things. Drake London yesterday, though, exploding on the scene and kind of wrapping a bow on that, man. I feel like the sky's the limit. And you know, I get questions all the time about what exactly is Drake London. Drake London, to me, is I don't want to go too far out there. Right now in his career, I think he's Mike Evans light. And Mike Evans is not – because Mike Evans is not a burner, right? For the most part, Mike Evans is not going to beat you deep at this point. And that's just not what Drake London is. Even when we talked to Drake, it was like he's like, I'm not the fastest guy on the team. I'm a basketball guy.
He's not going to beat you deep with Tyreek Hill-type speed. Mike Evans is not. He's going to beat you, though, because of how good of a route runner he is, yeah. Coupled with the fact that he's a good 50-50 ball guy. And Drake is kind of starting to lean into that as well as far as his route running is doing nothing but improve. He is one of the best 50-50 ball guys as well, and it's just fun to watch. The Falcons make a move yesterday, and some people hit me up and they're like, "Oh well," and I'm gonna get to this move in a second, but they said, "I'm still worried about this and that." And I'm still worried about cornerback. I'm still worried about wide receiver. And I said, well, I don't know why you're worried about wide receiver. Because I think they got 4 or 5 guys that fit exactly what this offense is. I think Drake can fit what it is. I think Ray McCloud. I think Darnell Mooney. I think Kyle Pitts. I think Bijan Robinson. I think they have guys they can spread the ball around to easily. And I think a quarterback like, and I said, I think a lot, but I know a quarterback like Kirk Cousins can make average receivers good. Because right. That's what elite-style quarterbacks and elite processors do. But then I address the cornerback issue by saying, well, first off, the secondary is way deeper than we're giving it credit for with guys like Hamilton and King playing. Like where I think Mike
Hughes –
I hope
you're right about that, man.
I think Mike Hughes is a better player than people give him credit for. And I think Clark Phillips has got a good role too along with D. Alford. And we don't talk about AJ. But you know what the best friend of a secondary is, Mike?
Tell him about it.
An edge rusher that can get home consistently. And yesterday, the reports are, and the team has not sent out the official confirmation email, but the Falcons have traded a 2025 third-round pick for Matthew Judon, who is a 4-time Pro Bowler, New England Patriots stud. He was a 5th-round draft pick by the Ravens, and I believe it was 2016 draft. There is some things that are being said on the socials about Judon that are just inaccurate. Just got the tweet a few minutes ago. Yeah, he's old and he's injury bug has gotten him in his career. inaccurate.
Well, let me step in there because I think I hear negatives on the socials too, and they have nothing to do with either one of those. The socials that I've heard are selfish player, you know, doesn't want to be a team player, and it, you know, has made a fool of himself out of practice. People are looking at one day out of this man's career. If you talk to anybody else that's been around Matthew Judon, it's, hey, plays catch with kids before practice. I mean, heck, even as recent as yesterday before all this news came down, Jerod Mayo's saying he's been awesome in the meeting room and he's done every single thing that we asked him to do. Yep. So I think it's revisionist history to go, well, you know, I saw him sitting on a trash can 3 weeks ago. He was in a bad mood. This man thinks he deserves probably three times the amount of money he's making at the end of a four-year deal, making, what, $6.5 million this year. And he thinks he's worth 20. And look, I just –
And who am I to say he's not with the numbers he's put up?
Look, I'm very intrigued to see where this goes numbers-wise. And that's on both ends. I'm talking about how much he's making, average annual value, and what the length of the contract actually is. Is it all guaranteed? Is it? It's not going to be Danielle Hunter type money.
I think it would be closer to Danielle Hunter type. I think if you look at it, you're going to get about 3 years with somewhere around that.
What's Danielle? 26 per year over 2 years, all guaranteed. I think that's what it was. 52
yeah.
million.
Well, I think it would. Let me rephrase. I think it'll be similar to what this team offered Danielle Hunter, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yes, I agree with that.
Because, you know, when you look at it, Danielle Hunter's been in the league one more year, and he does have more sacks. He's been in a year longer, and
he's coming off a good year.
Yeah, and he's coming off a year where he had 16.5 sacks, which was his best year of his career. But Mike, he's not a selfish player. He has done those things you said according to reports. What I would tell you though is this injury bug thing is inaccurate. He's only 32. That's not as old as people want to make out. You know, it's funny because we overdo some things. Do I think he's got 6 years left? No. I think he's got 3 to 4 maybe years of his prime left, which is all I need. 32 sacks in his last 32 games. He missed 4 games in 5 years in Baltimore. 4. And then you turn around and you look in New England. The first 2 seasons he was there, he played every game.
Yeah.
And then, yes, he had the torn bicep. What are you supposed to do? I mean, you know, you tear a bicep, that happens. It's one of those things. That's a physical position. Do you wonder how he comes back from that? Absolutely. You hope that he has done everything possible to get ready. But that said, you know, he's coming off 4 straight Pro Bowl seasons other than last year with the injury. And he was, you know, he was in the ranking, the voting for the Defensive Player of the Year in 22.
Yeah, he's absolutely been a game changer, and hopefully he will continue to be a game changer for the Atlanta Falcons, man. The phone lines will be open today, 404-726-0929. When we come back, we're going to talk about those Atlanta Braves out there on that West Coast, ripping off 3 in a row and doing something yesterday that they haven't done, but maybe 2 or 3 times all season. We'll dive into those Atlanta Braves on the other side of the break. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. It's Morning Shift. Mike and Bo. Be back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.